Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
What's that? I was indicating that the recording had started.
You did this crazy point.
I was excited. And I got a little carried away.
But you did a double point.
I double pointed, which is to say I pointed with both hands. I didn't point twice.
It was non-ironic, non-hipsterish kind of point.
There's a side of me, Tom, that is sincere and enthusiastic and glad to be in your company and excited to get back on the mates train.
You know, when you're doing you've got about seven projects on the go.
Yeah.
And I can't even keep track of what I've got on the go.
Right.
And so we have to do a plethora of publicity, you know, stars that we are.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Just, we have to do so much publicity. I had to, you had to turn down Cannes.
Yeah.
This year, and I didn't even get to Cannes.
Not the film festival.
No, the character,
the Star Trek character.
You couldn't do Wrath of, TV movie.
Yes.
Reinvention of Cannes.
Yeah.
For, I don't even remember the... Well, it was hopefully going to be on TV.
You know who's doing it.
Who's doing
the... McShane.
That guy. You know what's interesting about that guy? He was a huge star because he bogarted your role.
On Deadwood, yeah.
But I feel that karma came right around. Bit him in the arse.
It did.
You know?
Yeah. Karma's a boomerang. You know what I mean? You said it, and I'm repeating it. Karma's a fucking boomerang. Look.
You walked in that room, and they were like, That's the guy. And you...
Didn't even barely open my mouth.
I've spent a career being the guy that loses out to that guy.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, I think I'm right for this. I feel like I'm right. And bang, you know, in walks Matthew Perry.
Right.
Right. And you can't deny it. Matthew's right for it.
Right.
You know, or you're about to walk in that room.
When Deadwood comes up.
That's yours.
I read it.
You spent
when
it.
I read it. And I'm halfway through the first page. My character hasn't even appeared, and I know I'm right.
You know it's yours.
I know it's mine.
In fact, just fade up, and you're like, that's mine.
Yep.
That's fade up.
And then fucking McShane. Whatever.
Well, the guys, just for those people that didn't listen to episode 27 of Mates, and I don't know why you didn't watch that episode. It's one of our top-rated episodes. Like, when people bring it up with the publicity... They'll usually reference Haagen-Dazs,
yep.
And they'll usually reference Lorna Doone, which is the Ian McShane story. Wherein, just a quick synopsis for those viewers that didn't see it, Michael...
And I don't know if they're viewers. Let's table that for now
because there's a lot of talk and it's hard to keep track. Michael is a shoe-in for the role. If you've spent any time and if you watch this podcast, then you know Michael... Michael is McShane.
Swearingen,
I'm so sorry. Yeah, he's McShane.
He is McShane. I'm Swearingen.
Right.
In Deadwood.
Occasionally all the Hollywood terms confuse me.
Right.
It's confusing. I don't know, is he Bond or is he Craig? I can't, like, sometimes it's hard for me to, so you're McShane, you're not McShane, you're Swearingen. The role of the Deadwood badass sheriff was yours. And when you walked in,
not even metaphorically, it was mine.
It was you. You lived and breathed that.
I got the part.
And sometimes folks who don't understand, as actors, we go through this thing where it's like you try out for something, you're not quite right, you hope you get it. And then every now and then, something comes along that is just written for you.
Yeah.
You know, and this was the case for Michael. He walked in the room, as I recall, you kind of said, hello.
Yeah,
and people started crying,
there
was a group hug.
Yeah.
Because they're like, now we have a show.
Right.
We got Swearingen. We got the guy. And
they'd been looking for months, incidentally. For months.
Well,
they'd seen everybody.
He's the lead.
They hadn't seen McShane.
They hadn't seen McShane.
McShane didn't even have an agent at that point.
He was working in theater doing like props and some old school thing. And you brought him along. Once you got the role, you brought him along for the people that don't know.
He needed the health insurance.
The man could barely eat. He couldn't cover medical bills. You brought him along. You said, listen, you helped my pal out. He's kind of an oaf, but what the heck, you know, can you give him a job? And so he was the blacksmith. No speaking lines.
No.
And then you guys went out and partied and celebrated, and you got laryngitis at the time. People did not know that laryngitis could be cured, and they thought that was it for you.
Right.
And you were like, well, that's it. Well, we'll wait till I recover, and everything will be fine. And then, as I recall, he stepped out from, you know, the background and where he's playing this blacksmith and went, I can do it.
Yep.
He fucked you.
Fucked me hard. Then did it again on Pirates of the Caribbean.
Right, which is another one.
Anyway.
Yeah, so we're not bitter now because that's how things go. Karma's a boomerang. And now he's playing, you know.
I don't even know what he's doing.
Well, he's doing the con thing for TV.
Yeah, he's doing that.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. I can say welcome back to Mates.
Mike and Tom eat snacks.
Mike and Tom eat snacks.
With my good friend Michael Ian Blair. Blair.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. So.
Hold up.
Yep.
Because, you know, we introduced you.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we said, Michael Ian Blair.
Blair.
Right. And then it feels only appropriate that we introduce me.
Oh, yeah. And we will get to it.
Well, it just seems like while we're introducing, let's get the introductions out of the way.
Yeah, absolutely. This is the podcast.
Here's Redburn and Newman. Yep. Here's Michael Ian Blair. Michael Ian Blair. Blair.
Yeah, I like that.
And then you go.
And then I go, this is the podcast.
So I'm like, Michael Ian Blair.
Oh, yeah. And I'm like, thank you.
Right, no, but. So I say your name and you say.
Tomato. Let's call the whole. I don't know what you're getting at.
Well, I'm just saying for introductions, it's a two-person podcast. It's Mike and Tom.
Yes.
You're Mike, I'm Tom, eat snacks. So we introduce each other. So
we're introduced.
Here's Michael Ian Blair. Good. And.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, folks, good. Welcome to our podcast. Mates, where we operate on the purse system. We pick a snack, we eat a snack, we're ready to snack. And we haven't done it for a while. And that is probably the reason we opened the podcast with Michael's excitement. And I can match his excitement. You do a lot of stuff. You know, you do a lot of.
My good friend, Tom.
And when you do these things, I'm not going to talk like Charlie Day again. Charlie Day. I don't know why. It just comes out.
Is that not what you wanted? You didn't want me to introduce you?
No, I'm so grateful for that.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
What you got there?
Raw dog and some tea.
Yeah, raw dog and a little green tea.
Green tea, yeah, the drink of choice. Here. But, mate, you want to have a clean palate when you jump into the snack game, Michael. You want to have, like, residue from last night's bacchanalia in your mouth. You want to, like, cleanse that, get rid of it, and get ready for the snack game. Appropriate.
Yeah, tea for us is, as you said, it's a palate cleanser. It's an amuse bouche. It gets the appetite going. A lot of guys in the snack game, they don't realize the importance of the amuse bouche.
No, if you are, say, Michael, you are rating a peanut butter sandwich.
All right.
And in your mouth, all right, is, you just had like a big chunk of watermelon.
Yep.
And, you know, you've got a little bit of it dribbling down your stash. You got a tiny bit of seeds in your teeth, and then you take a bite of the peanut butter. You kidding me?
You're not eating the peanut butter.
What are you doing?
You know what I mean? It's like you want to have a virgin mouth.
It's an unintentional Ginelli, pretty much. Your mouth needs to be virginal.
Yeah. Now look, is it going to be a virgin mouth? No, because you put a lot of dirty shit in your mouth.
Yeah. And listen, here's the thing: your mouth was virgin maybe last when you were what, 8? Think about that. It's not going to always be virginal. No. But you need to protect.
You can't unsuck those cocks.
You can't. Listen, if you've sucked the cocks, they've been sucked.
You can't unsuck them.
You can't unsuck. You can try, but you can't unsuck.
So you're going to take a little tea. You're going to swish around. You're going to spit. And then you're going to be ready to go.
You know the White House's t-shirts you can't unsuck?
Yeah.
Well, there's a reason people wear that. Because what's done is done.
Can't unsuck a cock.
Boat has sailed.
Right.
Right? And we've all been there. We're all like, I wish I hadn't sucked that cock.
Right.
I don't know what I was thinking.
I was thinking, that's a delicious looking cock.
There I was on the subway. Yeah, I was just biding my time. I don't know. I had four more stops. It just happened. I'll suck a cock. But then you walk out of the subway, you're like, that was dumb.
What did I do that for?
I don't know what the heck that was. I didn't even get her name. You know, it's tough. It's sometimes tough.
Well, so we're back. You know, we're back. And palates are cleansed.
We're happy to be here.
Thrilled, in fact. Double pointed.
We're going to pick, eat, and rate. And that's our system here. But ladies and gentlemen, when we sit down, Michael Ian Black and Tom Cavanaugh, when we sit down, here's the truth. I know you think that at this level, this is all figured out.
Right.
That we have all the answers. But we don't.
What we have, and this is where I think we excel, what we have are the questions.
We have the questions. And we have a massive amount of questions. But...
like, does this taste good?
But we don't have the answers.
No, because we don't know until we taste it.
You know what we want to do, though, folks? We want to create the forum to allow the viewers to get those answers.
That's right. So you don't have to ask the question.
So you don't have to sit at home in your underwear going, I want to ask the question, but I don't know how to ask it.
You know what this is, Tom?
We're taking that right off the table.
What we're doing right now, it's a disruptive technology, right? Big snack... wants you to wonder. Big Snack is out there rubbing their palms together going, yeah, there's nobody out there. Nobody's asking the question. They don't even know what the questions are.
Big Snack doesn't want you to ask the questions, folks. Big Snack wants you to sit at home. Big Snack does not have your best interests at heart. You know who does?
We do.
We do. We're not Big Snack.
No. We're not even Snack.
We're quality control for Big Snack, and that's why Big Snack hates us.
Well, they're afraid of us more than anything else.
They're absolutely terrified.
Because we ask the questions they don't want asked. And the big question is...
and the reason we ask those questions...
for you.
Is because we don't have the answers.
We do not have the... we have the questions.
Right.
And the primary question, does this taste good?
That's the question. Now...
assholes didn't even think to ask that question.
You had no idea. You're sitting there.
No, you're putting any piece of shit in your mouth.
You don't care. We care.
Right.
We care so much. Oh, we care so much. We care so much. We care so much.
You're really pegging the audio there.
Watch this. We care so much.
Yeah, peg.
Peg so much.
Big peg.
Why'd you pop my peas?
Oh.
Bang my peas. Ah, peas.
Oh, you're pegging your... popping.
You're pegging and popping.
That was the name of my breakdancing movie.
Yeah, pegging and popping. Electric Boogaloo 6 right into pegging and popping.
It didn't do it. It was the first transgender breakdancing movie.
And the only reason it didn't do well wasn't because of your pasty-faced transgenderness. It was largely because you couldn't dance.
Not a step.
And if you're going to do a breakdance
movie, you got to dance.
It's part of it.
The producer said to me at the time, and I'll never forget this conversation, they said, you can dance, right? And I kind of,
what did you say? I'll be the producer.
All right.
So, Michael, we're going to make this movie.
Uh-huh.
Now, you can dance, right?
Can I dance?
And that's how you avoided answering the question.
I just thought.
You implied that you could by just repeating what he said.
Can I dance? Because honestly, I'm thinking to myself, how hard can it be? You know what I mean? How hard can it be?
It's moving body limbs. You're probably thinking, look, it's not ballroom.
Mm-mm.
I can do that.
Mm-mm.
Spin on your head. How hard can that be?
Turns out really hard.
Pop and lock.
So hard.
Incredibly hard.
So hard. You have to be in such good shape.
And so walk me through, because I know that day one was, everyone was like loving it because there was no dancing.
No dancing day one.
Scheduled day one. And I remember there was a big dancing day two, but I remember everyone was just in love with you.
Yeah.
At the end of day one.
A lot of laughs.
Transgender pop and lock movies.
This is at 1986. People haven't seen transgender breakdancers before.
And your hair, I remember your hair looked almost exactly like it looks right now.
Yep, down to my ass. Down to my ass.
And they hadn't seen that in a breakdancing movie.
Mm-mm.
And so everyone, huge success, victory day one.
Uh-huh. Day two. I got a 5 a.m. pickup.
Yeah.
Because it takes 3 hours of makeup.
And you know now, now you're a hero, right?
I'm a hero.
Yeah, you're coming
back
in.
Back slap. Hey, yeah.
There he is.
Hey,
yeah. There he is.
I was going to dance. Hey, get away from the dance.
There he is.
Like, yeah, and I'm
slapping. And you're sitting in the makeup chair. You're probably a little, you have a little bit of apprehension, no doubt.
Yeah, but I mean, I had hired a good choreographer.
Okay.
Not a breakdancer per se, uh-huh. but like a very enthusiastic choreographer.
British?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, those are the guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, so in this one,
right.
we'll make step, step, pas de cha, hop, skip, hop.
Something like that.
Which isn't really breakdancing.
Not at all.
I mean, that will...
I find out as we get going, not at all.
And he, and you're like, what is your background? Largely Gilbert and Sullivan. You're like, great, because those are famous librettos.
Oh, yeah, great.
Like, this is my guy.
This guy can choreograph... a Penzance, he can choreograph a Mikado, he can a modern major general, just great footwork because
I'm the very model of a modern major general.
All right, now, what is that song, ultimately? If you were to translate that into a modern day idiom, what is that song? It's a rap, it's a hip hop song.
It's a total rap song.
So I'm thinking when I saw his footwork,
I got my 9 o'clock and I put you in the ass.
Right, modern major general, I'm thinking, ah, this is my guy.
My guy, that's my guy.
Because I'm not rapping, but he clearly knows the milieu.
That's the rap of yore.
So, day two, it's a cafeteria thing.
Okay. Oh, girl, oh my goodness. Oh, yeah, that's right, the cafeteria scene.
And it's, so it's all these, it's like 300, 400 high school students, all break
all
dancers.
All got their stuff down.
Yeah, they're great. They're great.
Yeah.
And I'm watching them as we're getting ready to rehearse. And there's a kid doing the helicopter. Mm-hmm. That's where you're on your head and you're spinning around.
Of course.
A kid who's popping. He's locking. I don't even know these terms at the time.
Course,
At the time, I don't know the terms.
Of course
now
not.
I know them.
Yeah. Moonwalk.
Oh, moonwalking.
Cardboard spin.
Someone's doing the worm. It's great. I'm loving it. And I'm saying, guys, this is great.
And then you have to solo, I assume.
So
all these kids must be looking at you with reverence.
Well,
you're the lead.
They've never seen this before.
Uh-huh.
They've never seen a transgender white breakdancer before.
Right, of course.
Okay, so let's set aside for the fact that I'm not really transgender.
No,
but I can play that.
Of course, it's part of the story. You're an actor.
Right. So I'm huddled with the choreographer.
Yeah.
We're going over. I'm saying just...
And what exactly is that conversation? You and the Brit?
He's like, so what are you thinking for this? And I'm thinking, just give me the double MG. And he doesn't know what I'm talking about. I say the modern major general. He's like, So... The modern major general, the way he choreographed it, because the guy who did it in the production that I saw
in the West End,
stout guy,
uh-huh.
couldn't really move.
And you're not stout, and
not at all. I'm in good shape,
and you need to be able to move as a breakdancer. But okay,
stout guy. So the
this
steps,
doesn't give you any misgivings at this point.
Well, I'm the one.
He's still your guy.
Of course, he's my guy. I'm saying, give me the double MG.
Yeah.
You know, all right. So the choreography as it was on the West End, just step to the right, step to the left, step to the right, step to the left.
Easy. Step to the right, step to the left.
So I'm doing it.
Yeah.
He's like, perfect. I'm thinking, great, perfect. My guy. I'm not directing.
No. Your director's like, all
right,
Michael.
Right. But he's giving me free rein because it's my thing.
This is
my baby.
Listen. Breakdance is like feeling it. It's the, you know, you got the moves. You cut the, no one's like, okay, it goes from here to here to here. The chorus certainly, but not you.
Right,
you're the lead.
So the way it's set up
is soloist.
At this point in the story, they've stacked the cafeteria tables on top of each other. Nice. Everybody's got a pizza hoagie. It's sort of like they're almost like bleachers. So there's kids sitting all around me.
Yeah,
all around
those big balloon pants.
About 400
stripes.
Kids.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
nice. And they're chanting my character's name, Brenda. Brenda, Brenda. Somebody pushes play on the boombox. I step forward.
Yep.
Step to the right. Step to the left. Step to the right. And big, you know, woo!
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
To the right. Step to the left.
Here we go.
And right, exactly. That's yes. Yes. The reaction that you're giving me is the reaction that I'm sensing from people.
What's up?
They're waiting for me
to
do
tear
more.
It up.
And I'm incapable of it.
And you're like, that's
it. That's it. That's the double MG.
Cut. Yo, Michael.
Yeah.
So.
We huddled.
Yeah.
We huddled for a long time.
Yeah.
It turns into a thing, like a real thing. The producers come.
This is 38 days of straight dance.
Well, I wouldn't say straight.
No.
36 out of 38 are dance.
Okay.
And
so yeah, so there's wiggle room there. Those are 2 days of wiggle room where you could let's concentrate on those.
Right. So,
but it is a breakdance movie.
Oh, it unquestionably. Yeah. And I won't allow.
There's no way around that.
No. And they're being accommodating. They're like, look, we can get a dance double. We can work with this. And I'm like, absolutely not.
Right.
Because that's not the integrity.
That's not you.
That it ruins the integrity of the film.
Yes. I want them to see me on the screen.
Yeah.
We're not cutting from the hands playing the guitar.
No.
We're going to pan up from the hands.
Because I'm trying to say something with this movie.
Of course. That's why you are who you are.
You know, I'm not trying to cash in on the breakdancing thing and make a quick buck. I'm trying to do a thing.
But I think you're sort of trying to cash in.
Right? Oh, yeah.
And make a quick
buck. Oh, God,
that was
yes.
sort of the idea.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, right. Okay.
110%. I'm trying to cash in and make a quick buck.
Right.
So they shut it down on day 4. That's why you've never seen it.
Probably because after 3 days of step to the left, step to the right.
We tried other things. We did a box step.
Oh, okay.
We did push clouds.
Box step is not that easy.
No, you gotta step in literally a square.
If you have to bend on that second step,
they wanted me to. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, you can't. That takes a lot of concentration, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it fell apart. But
fell apart.
You know, live and learn, right? Live and learn.
Those
guys.
Not me.
Those guys.
Not me.
Like, you know, you dropped $4 million on you know, next time get a bond. Right? So you can make that money.
There is an upside to it. The script was in turnaround.
Mm-hmm.
They rewrote it. They're making it.
Oh. Does it have a working title? Fast and Furious?
No.
No?
Same title.
So they're gonna make it?
Mm-hmm.
With you?
No.
Oh, no. They've learned that lesson.
No.
It's interesting. I wonder if they'll call the character Brenda still.
Oh, yeah. It's Brenda. You know who's playing Brenda?
Don't say Ian McShane, because if you
McShane.
Do... No, it's not McShane.
McShane.
In fairness, look, I know the guy fucked you.
He can dance.
That guy can move.
That guy can fucking move.
That guy can really move.
All right, what's our sack?
Today, ladies and gentlemen, allow me to introduce yourself to... Crunch and Munch! Don't open the box!
Stormtroopers hitting the ground.
Crunch and Munch. I'm excited about this. And I think you know why, Magic.
You like caramel.
I do. That's why I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
You nailed it. I feel like we know each other. The Crunch and Munch, ladies and gentlemen. Brilliant box. Just colorful and happy. Happy, right? This is a
such a happy box.
Yeah.
You know what else is happy? This always makes me happy. The apostrophe N. That just tells me fun.
Folks, it's not Crunch and Munch.
No.
This is a theme park Crunch and Munch.
Because you got to get right to it.
Yeah.
We don't have time with these extra letters.
I can't do an A and a D. I can do apostrophe.
Yeah.
All right, sold, apostrophe. Well, are people going to know what the N means? Of course they are.
They're not worried about the N. They're worried about the crunch and the munch.
Crunch and munch, just say it. Crunch and munch. Oh, yeah, I see, that's right.
Well, because it's a triple N. You got the N in the crunch, N apostrophe, and N in the munch.
Oh, it's just tremendous.
It's almost harder to say crunch munch than crunch and munch.
Yeah, crunch munch. crunch and munch. Oh, there we go.
Mm-hmm. Now we have a
nice,
snack.
It's a beautiful bridge. Now, crunch and munch... Ladies, it's caramel popcorn with peanuts. That's what it actually says on the box. Caramel popcorn with peanuts says on a ribbon. And a happy, happy box with a yellow base, a red background to a white crunch and munch with an orange piping. And then an orange ribbon that says caramel popcorn with peanuts with pictures of the actual crunch and munch on it. Floating around, floating through the sky, all happy, just waiting to get eaten. It's just a happy box.
It's a great looking box.
It's a great looking box.
You know what it is? It's classic, but it's modern at the same time. It's a modern classic design.
Listen to this one. Step to the left. Step to the right. Ian McShane can dance all night.
Yeah.
Well, more power to him, you know.
Apparently they love him. They're already in production on the thing.
Yeah.
He sent me an email.
Oh, did he? Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What did he say?
He said it's going great.
And I just feel like he's sometimes insensitive.
A little bit. I mean, you know, I think from his point of view, he's going, hey, they're making your movie. But guess what? You know, I don't have the rights to it. I don't have anything.
You're making no money off this.
Not a dime.
You're making zero money off of that, and he's going to make a windfall.
My name's not even on it.
You're not going to get anything. No credit, nothing. You know, and if you try and like claim credit, people are just going to think, you know, you're an asshole.
Yeah.
Now, here's what we got. Usually Magic, when I open these things, I'm like, and there's a bag inside a box. I'm like, it's in a box. We need the bag too, because then often what you find is like it's a lot less. It looks, the box is big,
yeah,
and the bag is small,
yeah,
and then you just don't, you don't get the helping you think you were going to get. I suppose in this case it's,
that also seems true.
Yeah, it also seems true. And then if
it's,
you open,
a fairly big box. Like, yeah, there's only 6 ounces of Crunch and Munch,
yeah,
in the
and then
box.
You open the bag and that bag is half air. Yeah. And really, there's only like two handfuls in here. So what the fuck, Crunch and Munch? Who's making Crunch and Munch?
Crunch and Munch is a product of the Crunch and Munch Corporation of America.
I expected to see Nabisco.
ConAgra maybe. Foods.
What?
So that's Big Snack. ConAgra.
ConAgra.
Yeah.
Big Snack.
Big Agra people, you know? They got all this corn.
Yeah.
All this corn. They got to do something with it.
Yeah.
Throw some caramel on it.
Yeah.
Chuck in some peanuts.
Yeah.
Crunch and Munch.
Fill half the bag with air.
Boom.
Sell it to suckers like us. To the years spilling out before me and the years that are almost done. Taking in this wild afternoon. Holding my feet close. Holding hold. But then some new You know, the smell itself, Magic, it's not something to write home about.
No, not at all. It's got kind of
By now, you're probably emailing home. Anyway, you're probably not writing.
Oh, yeah. The
days of, like, sending out,
days
hey,
of writing.
Hey, Ma, open up a box of Crunch and Munch
smells
today.
Great.
How's Dad? How's things on the farm?
Right.
Is Lucky still hobbled?
Right.
Sure, hopefully I can get home on the weekend to help with the chores.
Those days are gone.
Those days are gone.
Now it's, hey, I'm emailing Ma. Yeah. Hey, Ma, how's,
Can't make it to Sis's wedding.
Can't
LOL.
Make it to Hack Day.
Yeah.
Right? How's the robot pet? Still, you need to change the batteries?
Yeah. How are the fluid levels?
Right. Hope I can jet home on my jet car. Whatever it is.
Yeah. Jet pack.
To help with the program, the coding. I'm going to code.
Yeah, help the coding, yeah, the zeros and
so
the ones.
It's something like that.
It's like that. That's the world we live in.
But the smell is not anything to email or write home about. It's got a kind of a stale smell.
It's a little, it's musty. Yeah, the bag is basically this aluminum.
It's a foil bag.
It's a foil bag, and it smells like it.
But what I want to smell.
This is what you would get when you went, if you're like, you know, in 2020 when we're all up in space.
Sure.
This is the kind of thing you'll get. Everything will be like enclosed in these aluminum, like, foil bags, and you open them up and you're like, I guess I shouldn't complain. I'm a million miles away from Earth.
You know, ConAgra already has the contract. I mean, this might just be space food testing.
It
for
probably
them.
Is.
In which case, okay, kudos.
Yeah, smart.
But
two birds, one stone.
But from my point of view, a guy who wants to smell caramel when he opens that bag, disappointing.
Yeah. Yeah, same for me.
Doesn't mean I'm not going to like it. I've got a handful right here.
Taking a bite. He's going in. Yeah.
So what I get from Crunch and Munch is, you know, there's definitely crunch,
yeah,
and I am munching.
Uh-huh.
So
that's
truthful.
Yeah. Not leading us astray with the title.
Now, the claim of caramel, while I'm sure technically correct,
mm-hmm,
feels incorrect to me. It
exactly,
tastes more like a toffee.
Exactly what I was going to say. It's like, yeah, I would like some more of that caramel. I like it to be more caramelly. This is like a sugar syrup coating.
That's right.
Right?
More, it's probably corn syrup. And in fact, number one ingredient is corn syrup.
Look at us. Yeah.
There's something in the popcorn, which I just got a bite of without caramel, is really bland. I mean,
yeah.
Look.
So I've got one here, Magic, as you can see, looking at it. It's about 50-50, maybe more popcorn than
caramel
coating. And yeah, it's bland.
Now, the interesting thing about Crunch and Munch, texturally is when you think about popcorn, I think of all, they're almost snowflakes. You know, each kernel is a little bit different. You know, mm-hmm. they pop in unconventional ways because it's an explosion. It's a controlled explosion. The kernel is exploding.
Uh-huh.
You can't predict the outcome.
Cannot.
With the Crunch and Munch, each popcorn kernel is almost uniform. They're almost cylindrical.
Yeah.
Which looks a little not popcorny to me.
Right.
And I suppose they have to control the shape in some capacity to get some sort of even distribution of the corn syrup. I'm not going to call it caramel. The corn syrup over it. But
you want variation.
I want popcorn.
That's what you want.
I want popcorn.
Yeah. Like life, you don't want to have the same thing.
No.
You want some unpredictability.
With my popcorn,
mm-hmm.
look, with an Oreo, I want it the same every time.
Uh-huh. Got it.
With popcorn, I want the organic shape and texture of an exploded piece of corn.
I understand that. Now I've got a real gem here. I got like a couple fused together, glued together with the syrup, caramel syrup, I'll give it, hardened and draped over one of them little nuts.
First one I've seen is them. The first nut I've seen.
Both of these nuts. Yeah, they're a little light. You know, it's popcorn with peanuts, but we both had two handfuls without any nuts. And here's my first nut.
Mm-hmm.
But here's what it is for me. It's not exactly stale.
Right.
But it's not exactly fresh.
That's right.
Do you see what I'm saying? Like, uh-huh. I'm trying to figure out what I'm missing in these bites.
I think it's because it's compressed. So you're not getting the nooks, the crannies that you expect from popcorn. So you can't really differentiate the quality of the popcorn. You're really only getting corn syrup.
Yeah.
Incidentally, I like the corn syrup.
Oh, I don't.
It does taste good to me.
You know me. Anything approaching that kind of taste is I'm a sucker for. But we know, and we have had variations on this that are superior. Off the top of my head, you've got your Cracker Jack.
Was the Cracker Jack superior? To me, no.
I'm trying to list things that are like this.
Okay.
For fuck's sake. I didn't say it was superior. But you've got different kinds. And I know I've had some of them. Like,
well, you get your kind of like your artisan popcorn kind of makers. You get at your various cities. You know, your Chicago has their popcorn maker. And your New York has their popcorn maker. Everybody got their special popcorn maker. And you get them in the big tins. I feel like those tend to be more delicious. Your kettle corn drizzled with caramel.
Yeah. And maybe that's what these guys are up against. But they're like, look, we're a test program for space food. We don't care. You buy this, win-win for us.
That's right.
You're all going to be eating it in 2020. But
this is a loss leader for them.
Well, what does that mean?
They're not trying to make money on Crunch and Munch. The money they've already got secured in hundreds of billions of dollars worth of contracts from the government to provide sweetly drizzled popcorn to astronauts and
the people when
the people who
are there in the space pods in 2020.
When we're living in low Earth orbit, we're going to love this stuff.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to have access to your mall artisan popcorn maker. You're not going to have that.
You're going to say, they were fucking right about the water. And I used to complain about Crunch and Munch. Now I'm just so happy to have anything.
Right.
It comes out of a aluminum foil bag. Great.
Great. I know it's protected from radiation.
The resources are dwindling, and soon there'll be a band of roving maniacs killing everybody.
Killing and eating everybody.
Agro only made so much.
Right.
And they had the contract, and they made a decade's worth.
Mm-hmm.
And then the decade's
done.
Gone.
We have no means of getting back down to Earth because of the war.
And you can't go down, and there's no resources left there anywhere. It's a wasteland. No water, no nothing.
Thank God for Crunch and Munch.
Yeah, I'm so grateful now. I'm going to sit here and watch my big flat screen and not worry about 2 years from now. Because why worry?
Nothing I can do.
Roving hordes? That's months away.
What you do is, you know, this is a highly dense caloric food. It's a calorically dense food. You can survive on this for quite a while. You lock off your pod.
You whack off?
You lock off.
Oh, good. That's better.
Your pod from the hordes. You crunch and munch your flat screen. What? Then you whack off.
Yeah.
There's nothing to worry about.
That's a fine day. There you are. You've locked off your pod. It's, you know, they're going to break into the pods that they can get into easily first. You've got crunch and munch. You can sustain for a long time on that. You're whacking off. It's a fine day.
Fine day. The only problem is,
it's not a repetitive model and soon you'll be dead. Is that why?
A little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. You might want to plan ahead for that.
If crunch and munch makes a dime here on Earth, great.
Win-win.
Win-win.
Yeah.
They've never been happier.
Yeah.
But that's not what they're trying to do. They're just testing right now.
That's right.
They're just testing.
Yeah. They're basically using us.
And I say thank you.
Thank you very much for using us in such a beneficial manner. Like, health my taste buds. You know, it's not like someone is pinning you down, opening your eyelids and sticking a syringe in you. It's like, no, hey, have some crunch and munch. Great. Thank you. If you're going to be used, that's good. I mean, you've got a lifetime of, like, having your heart broken, being used. This is the way to get used.
They're being straight up about it, and I appreciate that. Thank you, Crunch and Munch. Ratings?
Ratings! Get what I did there?
You said rotting.
Yeah.
It's not very funny.
Funny at all. Now.
Wait, what?
What?
Nothing.
Now.
Go ahead.
I could take a lot away from Crunch and Munch.
And we kind of did.
And we kind of did.
Mm-hmm.
And yet.
Exactly right. It's a big bag of and yet.
And yet. I've been eating it this whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Crunch and Munch. You bend me over.
Yeah.
You put it in.
Yeah. Put what in? Oh, yeah. Oh, they're screwing you.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. Got it.
And, you know, the whole day coming up, I'm thinking, Crunch and Munch is going to bend me over and put it in me.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to want that.
No. Nope.
But then they do it. And so I'm like, you know what? Not so bad. Crunch and Munch 6.
You know, you could magic the and yet factor. You could drizzle caramel over a field of goat turds, and I'd be like, all right, I've got some caramel taste. That's okay. 7.
See you next week.
See you next week.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.